Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Female Freedom, where today we are going beyond emotional. Emotional, like that word has just this power, or it has created this power. And maybe for you it hasn't, but if it has, I think you're going to appreciate this episode. Because have you ever been called too emotional? Ugh. She's too emotional. Oh, she's so emotional. So-and-so, she's emotional. Or maybe you've never wanted to show emotions or react to something. Hear that word, react to something, because you didn't want the label of being emotional. That is very common with women, but this label has been inherited to women, and it's a stereotype. It is a stereotype that we need to eliminate, because it is there to be dismissive, it is there to invalidate, and it is there to control women. Think about a couple different examples to where, now, growing up, maybe in a healthy household, healthy relationships, healthy marital relationships or friendships or work experiences, you will not and should not have any of this. But in any of these examples, if you have been through these, they might not be as healthy as maybe you thought that the situations were. But if you're at work and you say something or you react and somebody says, stop being so emotional, that is toxic. If you are in a relationship and you are speaking or communicating, whether it's heated or not, whatever the situation is, and we will go into a romantic relationship for this, if they say, I don't want to talk to you about this because you always get so emotional, toxic. If you are in a friend situation and it is heated, but you are saying something that they don't like and they say, why are you getting so emotional right now? Toxic. Emotions are reactions, okay? They are a reaction, and they are a very essential part of human experiences that everyone has. Now, those examples that I just gave you, maybe out of, you know, maybe raising your voice, or I'm a very eccentric talker, hand movements, and pride myself on that, because being a presenter in public speaking, you use your hands and your body movement and emotions to engage your audience. But it has been thrown at me through my narcissist relationship that I was too emotional when I spoke. Toxic. But here's the thing. If you have a reaction to, let's say somebody mails you something on your birthday and you open the door and something's there and you are so excited and you are so happy, you say, oh my God, thank you so much. I am so excited. Is anybody ever going to say, oh, you're so emotional? No. But that is an emotional reaction. So going back, it is a label and it is a stereotype to dismiss, invalidate, and control women. Being emotional is not a sign of weakness. It is not a sign of being irrational. It is a sign of you being a human being. And think about the type of people in your life who would say these types of things to you or portray an image on you to be involved with emotions. Typically, there's nothing else in the situation that they have that is factual or that can be discussed in communication to stand on their opinion or whatever they are trying to prove. So they go directly for emotions. She is angry. She is emotional. She is she is disassociated. She is not, it's always an emotion that they point to because there are no facts to back what they are trying to do. So this is where the narcissist and the toxic, they try to gaslight you to not believe your own reality. Because if they say something like that to you, oh, she's just emotional. I'm not emotional. And then boom, they go, see right there, you're emotional. And you're going, oh my God, like that was, I did raise my voice there. Or, oh, I did say this. And then they try to get into your head because they have stereotyped and they have labeled. Ways to work around this or work through this is you have got to protect yourself. You have got to realize when you are being emotionally manipulated. And if this is something that goes back into your childhood, or if you've been in unhealthy romantic relationships or friendship relationships, it may seem extremely hard to even understand how or where this is coming from, but starting to learn what trusting your gut, what is your intuition telling you, in building on boundaries, knowing when to walk away. Because as much as we want to win, and that's a word, like win. I remember being with the narcissist, and so many times I would think he wants a reaction, because that's what narcissist and toxic people want. They want a reaction. And keep in mind, emotions are a reaction. And so I would just be so prepared and be so calm. I would even have a glass of wine or two before getting to his place, because I wanted to show no reaction, because I was going to win. And the gaslighting and the emotional manipulation and the poking just went and built and built and built. I would sit in a hallway at his place waiting for him to come because he was an hour late, and then he would get there. I would try to win and I would show no emotion. And then one little thing, it didn't matter. This is a true story. I pushed like flip-flops out of my way and he went off that I was kicking stuff and, you know, being aggressive, and it's false. It's all false. But the whole point is you can't win with toxic people because they're not rational, and whenever they bring in any type of emotion, they are already trying to emotionally manipulate you. And so the things that you can do is you can walk away. If you cannot walk away, you can document, you can write things down, you can seek professional help. Sometimes it does help to talk to a therapist or maybe even a friend, so you know that you're not crazy in your head, and that grounds you and gives you better opportunities of how to react to this toxic person. But any time emotional or an emotion is brought up regarding how you are acting, which is how you are reacting to a situation, just know that there is a level of toxicity, narcissist, and gaslight behavior coming from there. And it's one of those things to where as much as we want to win, you cannot win. You cannot win with these types of people. Know your worth, know your boundaries, listen to your intuition, and walk away or get away as quickly as you can. As I said, if this is something that is deep-rooted, that you are just learning about, or it has been through your childhood or relationships, give yourself grace with this, because I promise you 5 years ago, that was me. And now I can spot it from a million miles away. I don't want to win with those people. In fact, I want to be as far away from those people as possible, because they drain you, they exhaust you, and you are so much better away from those people. So beyond emotional is you being a human without a label and without a stereotype. I hope this helps you. Send it to somebody who you know might need to hear this. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out at kim@kimrobertsfreedom.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Later.